ஸ்ரீயேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஃ. பஞ்சா கல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்துப்யைவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமஃ. நமோ மகாபதன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நம்மே கௌரஸ்திதே குருவே கௌரசங்காய ராதிகாயை சதா கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய சர்வபக்தாய பக்த்யாபிஹீன அபராதலட்சை ஜந்தமன்பேசமேஷன்வைபாயனோபிரகாத்தரையாஜிமாவோத்தேதி தன்மயத்தையேதயம்
ராதேசி
First of all, my humble obeisance in the lordship of my spiritual Nitya Lila Pravishtha in this regard, Krishna Bhakti Prajnan to Pravishtha. And my sense and the obeisance in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtha Amrishna Bhakti in Bhakti Vedanta. I remember when he called me on the last day. He was going to swam his Radha and Krishna for this in his cloak in Bhavan. And he told me, he requested me to help the devotees to whom he has brought. He has been devotees from Western and Eastern countries. And he wanted that I should especially help him. During last day also he, you know, that he requested me to give him samadhi ideas. So, you know that there is no difference between Vishnu Guru and Shiksha Guru. If they are both qualified, so I must obey my Guru and that. So without any worldly benefit, I am traveling whole world in this old age for their mercy. I am very happy. I began my tour from Italy, very successful preaching, and then to Miami, America, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Brazil, and then Hawaii, and from there again to America, here and there, everywhere, main center, main cities of America, and then to Germany, France, and then to England, very big place. of 4 months. Now it is going to be 10 months. But I am very happy that I have inspired so many devotees and have helped so many devotees. Those who connect themselves, how they can help others? Those who are fallen down, how they can help others? Those who have no faith in, a strong faith in name, in Krishna and Guru, they cannot help. Only false devotees. So we must know that what is really bhakti. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself? Who is the power of that Krishna? And what relation we have with conjugal Radha and Krishna? And what is then process to attend the service of Radha and Krishna? This has been told several times in Vedas, Upanishads, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority, only authority, for transcendental things, transcendental knowledge, transcendental bhakti. And Chaitanya Charitamrita has quoted all these things. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is also a very authentic proof. So you should know that Krishna is almighty, he is ocean of rasa, he is also rasi, the tester of that rasa, very powerful. He has shown all opulence and he is so merciful. Sometimes he comes to this world, descends to the world to help people. So, thanks to his mercy that we have fallen from him, we have forgotten him. So he comes to help us. Sometimes he sends so many incarnations, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Goswami, Sarvaira, Manarabha Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami. So they are transcendental. They only descend to help us. And for this reason, Krishna has sent out Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Thakura, Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakura. They were very much. That is why Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Thakura, he sent one of his arms to this country. He came with so many concessions, made so many concessions. Even you can chant it, very small something. So he tried to hold hard that he could. This time and all. I think that anyhow you have come to me, we are to listen. Only by his mercy, through his books, by his disciples, so we are all indebted. We cannot repay him. So now I am going to explain the process to be happy forever and to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in a very easy process. We should try to know. I think that it could be also some places to the persons who are not knowing English. So, you are translating? Very good, very good. You should help. I think all other know English. You should know that, especially Supreme Person. He has so many manifestations, like Ram, Nisimha, Jagannath, Baladev, Narayan, but all are same. Even God is same, is also manifestation, one of the manifestations. Also Allah, Khuda, all are manifested. All are the name of God. But as they are manifestations, in manifestation some are so high class, some are so having late power. But they are same. Like moon, full moon, full moon. And gradually coming and going. Reducing and increasing. But all are moon. But we are seeing from the angle of vision. And that is different. And that is why we see moon differently. But moon is one. Always full moon. Always. When covered, we see that coming down. And sometimes we see that he is infinite. So in this Krishna is one without so many questions. But even all we are part and parcel of Krishna. Not Krishna, but not different from Krishna. Both things is there. Different and non-different. Like sun and his rays. Like fire and his heat. Different sun and not different. Very wonderful thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us. So, the easy process to be happy forever and to serve Krishna and Radhika, Panjita. Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaturvedi. Especially Rupa Goswami, one of the associates, high class of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, Anna Vilasita Sundam, Jnana Karmat Janapatam, Ankulena Krishna Nusilanam, Bhakti Rupa. What is this? Conscious to be extended and taken in life. Rupam is not yet come. Rupam Prabhu has come here? Where? Anywhere? Taking rest. Let's take it.
Yoga, mystic practices, and also class, driving a boat. If you can eat in the backseat, you are planting them to the boat with the wind.
So we shall know that what ever we do, we shall do for the pleasure of Krishna. And but this is not sufficient. It is not sufficient. There should be no worldly desire in that service. Totally no desire. If anyone taking initiation from any bona fide guru even, he chanting, remembering, reading books also, but he has any desire that I should be wealthy, I should have a very bona fide and very good qualified son, very beautiful, young wife, any desire for liberation, then whole bhakti will be. Then it will be not pure bhakti. It will be bhakti, but not pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And it will be called arokshita bhakti. And sometimes mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with yoga, mixed with anger. So these are not actually pure bhakti. We know that 95% are more than that. Actually, they don't follow uttama bhakti as pure bhakti. They follow only arokshita bhakti and samsara. What is arokshita bhakti? If we are making any garden, if we are making gurukul, if we are making gosala, really these are not bhakti. But by doing so, the fruit should be given to Krishna. How? If there is a gurukul, oh, from boy and all the boys will be given impression for bhakti. But we see that very rare accident they have impression. Otherwise all correct for one, not having obeying their father and mother, not humble, not honoring devotees, they become like them. I know so many people. Now they have become like that for them. If that impression should happen, very good. And any high class of devotees are doing established it. Then it is. There is no other process to make impression. By garden, we can take the fruits to deities, to devotees. If it is not given, then take that. But there is chanting, remembering only to please Krishna and for Krishna. Then really it is bhakti. I know so many devotees always serving by this method, making money for temples, so much, less and less dollars and pounds they used to collect in 7 days, and they used to do. But what became of them? Collect this Krishna concept. Yes. Bhaktivedanta Swami wanted that they should come and they should be high qualified devotees. Some became Some are devotees, but not. So we should chant like this. What is Sangha Siddhat? What is Sangha Siddhat?
When someone started in the universe of Guru, very specifically, then quite naturally, many cultivation qualities they manifest in the character. They become brave, silent, poetic, expert, a kind friend to only others, non-violent. And so it's described, these are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So someone may think that the Vaishnava has these qualities. So if I am cultivating and following these qualities, then I will be doing bhakti. But actually this itself is not bhakti. But these are considered to be the parivar or the family members which accompany devotional service. So the mistake is made sometimes. But following these things, this is actually bhakti. But actually bhakti is hearing, chanting, remembering, nine types of bhakti or 64 types described by Srimati Bhagavatam in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or three types hearing, chanting and remembering, or out of all the chanting is coming, Paramajay, Javata, Samana, Panto, Sama. Nine types of bhakti is the best of all. So this is called Srimati Bhakti, following the qualities of a Vaishnava. But if these qualities themselves are not actually connected with spiritual service, they become quite useless. Because even Mayavadi and atheists and others, they also cultivate these qualities that they know as well.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, he called to him four other devotees, not directly to any other devotee. Shakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to do the festival of Gundicha Mandir. What is this? Every year, each year, nowadays, from first day, Satipada. Jagannath wants to go from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Gundicha place is like Vrindavan. Krishna, as a pretty person, he declares that I am not feeling well. So I should go to Vrindavan. Oh, for exchange. But he is Lakshmi Devi, Imla Devi. She ordered only for, and he should return very soon. But he did not know that where he is going for change. So he ordered. So, one day before, where he will go in Vrindavan, the temple is called Gundicha Mandir temple. It is clean and warm. Because Jagannath Dev will see. So, Jagannath Dev or Krishna may see it on our heart if it is so pure. Any kind of desire is there, he will not see there. Whether you are chanting lakhs and lakhs, man, 3 lakhs daily, if anybody may desire. Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there one day before to Gundicha Mandir, and he began to clear Rome, which has all associates, thousand and thousand associates, by doing Kirtan and by Drum. Only Drum will not do. Never. Drum cannot touch our heart. Never. So for these things, he told that, oh, we should chant and remember doing Kirtan and then Drum. Then it will happen. Otherwise, no. If you are doing anything, you know how water lies, you can drum. How? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Sadeti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Sadeti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Sadeti, you can do any job, but chant is it. By heart, then your heart is different. It will be pure and clear, neat and clear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all associates began to chant and do Krishna with so many bhajans, and with cold and cold and cold. He picked up the stones, did he? I thought. Which are very visible and can be collected. They have collected all. The whole compound of that temple. Very big compound. More than 20 lakhs of devotees can be in that temple. Big temple. Everywhere. The broom and clean. Next time again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was clean. And he told and requested all, I want to see how much they have broom and they should bring in their floor. How much they have. Even very fine dust, wetted, and then with water. With thousand and thousands of full of Indian
clay pot.
They were bringing from
Indian.
Yes, clean everywhere. Up, down,
here, there.
And then he took his Kutatavyavata there. And he cleaned by very spot that was very very
rough.
Yes. Rough. Rough. In case of nature, it has been done. So, when he started from Jagannath temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, so many devotees assembled there, and then he gave them tilak, all with his own hands, and then garland it. No false ego. That I am Guru, or all should pay respect to me. How are you respecting that? Actually, these persons are not devotees to us. Guru is Guru. He can respect others. The symptom of Guru is Krina Gati Sunikena Sarovapi Sahisununa Amanina Mandina Krishna. This is very simple. Even more than gossip, gossip,
blood of Christ.
Oh, that's it. It has solid. More than trees, they may be dry, but they will never request water, water, water. If anyone is cutting the branches or trees, they will not say that, oh, save me, don't cut me. Anything, even you are doing and you are throwing a stone to mango or berry. So, sweet mango. Their bark, their seed, their fruit, their leaves, their juice, all this for others, not for them. Krishna is telling this could be a devotee like tree. Don't
Your
life is for others, not for you. Especially for Krishna. And if you are living only for you, then you are more wretched than trees and people. And then he, what is he telling? Here we should know what are these gods. You should know what is the dust that Mahaprabhu was collecting. Kutinati, Pratistha, Last Puja and Adam. What is Kutinati?
Yes, sir, no.
Kuti and Nati. What has been told that these are not favorable for Krishna Bhakti, that should be given. Very boldly and strongly. The thing, the person, the association, any other thing which is not favorable to her speech, that should be rejected very strongly. Any wish, any desire, any fruit, anything which is not favorable to please Krishna or devotee and Guru, that should be totally rejected. If anyone criticizing a high class of devotees, oh, he should what? Reject them. You can cut his argument. And if you are like Hanuman, you can burn whole Lanka and cut their tongues out. And if you are not that, keeping your and try to accept only the thing, the society, the association, which are very favorable to bhakti. This is called association. Also association. So Mahaprabhu is rejecting. You should not go to yourself praise. Always try to honor others. Never you should have any wish to be honored by others. But always give honor all devotees according to their ability, good quality, like bhakti, a standard of bhakti. So if you want to know the degree of bhakti, or you will have to be Madhyama Adhikari actually, then you can do it. If you are thinking that being a Kanishka Adhikari Anivachana, he is Maha Mahabhagavata. Then you are offending Mahabhagavata. First you should know that he is Mahabhagavata. Then, otherwise this is also a kind of insulting. And if you are not actually honoring them, it is also a life of so, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was removed from all these things. Also you can know that first and second slope of Rupa Goswami Upadesana also unwanted things, that should be pruned. And if you are not pruning and not clearing them, then soul has to become. You are not left and left. But society follows this. What is first? What is first? This is explained to me by the system. What?
This verse is the first verse in Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadesamrita. There is one who can control the six cushions, beginning from Vasa Vedam. Vedam means cushion. Vasa means of the word. Vasa Vedam, Manasa, the cushions of the mind. Prodha Vedam, cushions of anger. Vasa Vedam, Manasa Prodha Vedam. Jiva Vedam, that means the tongue. The tongue wants to eat anything and everything. Jiva Vedam, Udhya Pascha Vedam, means the belly and the genitals. Vasa Vedam, Manasa Prodha Vedam, Jiva Vedam, Udhya Pascha Vedam. Ekana Vedam, Jodhi Sahasa Jira. Such a person who can control these cushions, he is known as a Jira. He is not disturbed by material dictation. And this person, Sardan Abhiman, Dipi Dinsa Dishya, the whole world should come under this person. He's automatically, by his very nature, the Jagat Guru, the Guru of the whole universe, and he's qualified to instruct the entire world.
But you should know there are six kinds of objects. But the root is this sun, having no backbone. No, but very also now if even you cannot control all five other bits will come and they will control you. And if you are controlling this, then everything it has two functions. First, you know, if they are not controlled, this sun is not controlled. Second, you can tell any word to anyone. And then it will be very problem for you. And forever you will be with it. You know Draupadi? She was queen of Pandava. But he only told something which was right, but not for counsel. And she told, but Duryodhan, your father is blind, so you are also blind.
Like father, like son.
And he was offended, and great war of Mahabharata was done. And thousands and thousands, billions of persons were killed in that Mahabharata. Ramayana also, the war of Ramayana, only for the son of Sita ji, he chastises
Lakshmana
and this man, war of Mahabharata Ramayana, and so many other things. So you should try to control yourself. Don't speak but is not. And secondly, if you are not controlling bad or good, you are taking all things. All things. Meat, wheat, rust and apples. Then it also problem. You cannot control then your mind. You cannot control your heart. Never you can control. Take only Mahaprasadam. And then that is enough. And take always Hare Krishna and Divine Bliss. Then it will control that. It will not sell anything unwanted. It will control. Then Atyahara Prayasasya Prajal Purnima. So Prabhupada has explained this unwanted thing in the in the explaining, you should read. And we should try to follow. Then we can clear our heart. Main thing.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire for primitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for primitive activity comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kukinati, fault finding or duplicity, and pratisasa, the desire for name and fame and for high position. Jivahimsa, envy of other living entities, and nitidachara, accepting things forbidden in the shastra. Calm desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kukinati means duplicity. As an example, one may attempt to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place. One's real desire may be for fame and name.
I know some devotees, Western, they went to Puri. They could not go to state darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadrani temple. But in Gopinath temple, in Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Bhajan, Siddha Bhakti, they can go if they go. So one devotee, anyhow, he gets more than $1,000 to anyone who were there, Indian. And they told that you should give me the same mala which is kept here and Haridas Thakur was chanting. And he took $1,000 and he stole away and he gave to the devotee. Then the devotee thought that, oh, I will chant by this mala and I will be liberated and I will have it. But he was your friend. So imitation only will not do. This thing. I know nowadays all want to have big malas of 5 kilos, not less. They cannot chant, but they hear also. Big tulsi and that Radhe Radhe, it is written on that. Yeah. Oh, this will not do. False education. Try to chant and remember purely and associate with people. So he is saying.
One's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a holy place. These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, women and money. This way the heart will be a